host, Teresa Barnes, and this is episode number 53. Our topic today is, Your Key to Success, Town. Teresa Barnes is brought to you by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. With the coronavirus posing a challenge to the city, councillors are beginning to identify current and emerging issues and set priorities for the community. These efforts also shape the strategic plan for the city and prepare it for the next 20 years. To name just a few, the list includes a list of topics such as health, education, housing, transport, infrastructure, and the environment. All these issues have two things in common: they need to be planned and planned. And the plan must be consistent not only with the values and character of the city of Bern, but also with our values as a city and as a community. This document is an opportunity to create suitable zones, to redefine obsolete areas and to streamline complex and burdensome regulations which, if regularly reviewed and consistently applied over time, will increase the growth and success of the city and its inhabitants. This is no small achievement and requires great resources and contributions from many individuals. The research presented in this paper clearly supports the need for a new approach to urban planning in the city. Urban planners, also referred to as regional planners, work together to identify areas of improvement that will help the region both now and in the future. This can fill gaps related to external factors influencing the development of urban logistics and contribute to the enrichment of the quality of life of residents, businesses, employees and visitors to the city and its economy. In the past, cities were able to respond to rapidly evolving external influences such as climate change and natural disasters. In today's cities, there is a need to create residential and commercial space in neighborhoods, regenerate economically depressed areas, and make plans for future population growth. Adding new spaces to a community means taking care of the region's environment. The Bernese remind us of what happens when we, as a community, are unwilling or unprepared, or, in other words, do not plan to deal with an issue. Admittedly, no one predicted the disaster, but the city has taken a different approach to expansion, from broadband, and what impact it would now have on residents' children. The Bern City Council has submitted an antiquated master plan to the Planning Committee. The council and city commission are usually hired, but not elected, to direct and administer the functions of city government under the direct supervision of the mayor and city council. One of the tasks of the city manager is the implementation of the municipal policy defined by the council. He is mainly responsible for the entire public administration, related activities, including the development of the operating budget, the preparation of policy reports and the monitoring of municipal staff. In addition, it provides comprehensive policy guidelines and general guidelines to heads of departments dealing with operational, fiscal or general management functions, as well as close general supervision of staff in administrative departments. He has a can-do attitude that has made him one of the most successful mayors in the city of Covina in recent years. One element that makes West Covina an enviable community is its high quality of life and high standard of living. The city's affluent demographics contribute significantly to its thriving economy, outstripping all surrounding Los Angeles County communities. This is reinforced by the city's high level of education and access to high-quality health services. Denver is a leader in almost every respect, with a growing population, thriving economy, high quality of life and high standard of living. If you talk to any city official or developer there, they will tell you that one of the keys to Denver's success is preservation. Denver had its edge by using conservation as an engine for positive change. Through the efforts of visionary developer Dana Crawford, the city's historic buildings, such as the Denver Museum of Natural History, have become catalysts for economic growth and urban regeneration. The author gives examples of cities working to revitalize their downtown, building programs that emphasize the importance of sustainability and environmental protection, and developing visions for the community. A series of town twinning schemes aims to improve citizen participation and local decision-making, which are key components in the preparation of development plans. Pittsburgh and the University of Pittsburgh are working together to meaningfully involve the public in local planning. As in most communities, the focus is on how the campus is an asset, not a cost, and how local capital develops for the long-term benefit of the city and its citizens. The development phase has been completed and we have been presented over the last 3 years and we know what we know so far. We asked a virtual panel of experts about the preservation of a place's brand and the main challenges that threaten its survival. After reading through many of the responses, we identified what makes it more likely to succeed in the medium and long term. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 53. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.